most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Did y'all have a happy Cinco de Mayo? Can you believe it's already May 6th? Well, what's this month of May got in store for you? Do you all want to know? But before we talk about that, I want you to know that this is an important show tonight because we've got Brett here from American Idol. That's Brett Lowenstern. He's going to be here. And we're talking about bullying and anti-bullying and why you all need to knock the shit off and stop it. Knock it off, people. I know I sound like a bully trying to tell you to knock it off, but we're going to talk to a bully and anti-bully expert and cyberbullying expert. Lawyer Matt is going to be here. And, of course, my co-host Chelsea Cross is going to be here in just a minute. But before that, we've got a new segment here. Can you believe I'm going into my fifth year, everybody, today? This is like a big thing. So May 4th was my anniversary at LA Talk Radio. So big shout out to Sam and, of course, Ronan, who makes every show possible, being my engineer over there in the studio. So, yeah, going into my fifth year. So I got to step things up a little bit on Max and Friends. So every beginning of the month, okay, whether it falls on the first or not, it doesn't matter. The first Sunday of the month, we're giving you Vedic forecasts. How cool is that? So your sign is going to be on here on Max and Friends. We've got an in-house Vedic astrologer, Maya Love. Check out my page here on LA Talk Radio because there you're going to be able to see who Maya is and read about her and go to her webpage for more information if you want to know more about your Vedic forecast deeper into what's going on for you. So every first of the month, we're going to have your Vedic forecast for every sign. From Capricorn on to Aquarius, Pisces, and so on and so forth. So stay tuned for Maya Love Vedic forecast for the month of May 2012. And when we're back, Brett Lowenstern from American Idol, my co-host Chelsea Cross, and Lawyer Matt are going to be here. Stay tuned to Max and Friends. And now, your Vedic forecast for May 2012. Love you all, and be right back.
Hi everyone, this is Maya Jayaraman from VedicAstroLounge.com on Max and Friends LA Talk Radio, bringing you Vedic Astrological Forecast for May 2012. My monthly forecasts are based on Vedic moon sign because, unlike Western astrology, which gives importance to the sun sign, Vedic astrology gives importance to the moon sign, as moon indicates the state of mind and the reality of life that we live and experience every single day. My monthly forecasts are general in nature and may slightly vary between individuals depending on the directional forces indicated in your birth chart. So to identify the directional forces you currently have, your birth Vedic charts needs to be studied in detail. If you have any questions regarding your moon sign or your current directional forces, please reach me at VedicAstroLounge.com. There's going to be a lot of changes and new beginnings that I see happening in the month of May on the Vedic sky because the major planets Jupiter and Saturn are moving into different signs. Jupiter moves into Taurus on May 16th, Saturn becomes retrograde and moves into Virgo on May 18th, Sun moves into Taurus on May 14th, Mercury moves into Aries on May 5th, Venus moves into Gemini on May 17th, and Mars continues to stay in Leo. Here's the forecast for the month of May 2012 for the 12 Vedic signs. Aries, this is your month. Jupiter moves into your second house and Sun is in exaltation, so it is the most welcoming period for you in regards to all aspects of your life, especially family and finance. Saturn moves to your sixth house and it signals the need for a change in your lifestyle, especially diet, that will help you to be healthier, productive, and more focused in the work that you do. Taurus, this is your month. Venus is in your second house and Jupiter is in your first house after the May 16th. And Jupiter will be aspecting your seventh house, so it'll bring great happiness through relationships. If you're single, it's an excellent time to meet your soulmate. Saturn moves to your fifth house and it's a house of creative power. It'll bring you lessons that'll help you to identify your talents, to love yourself, and to be proud of who you are and not for what others think who you are. Gemini. Jupiter moves to your 12th house and Saturn is in the 4th house. You need to pay more attention to your health. It's a great time for you to make lifestyle changes. Yoga and juicing fresh fruits and vegetables would definitely help. This is also a great time to break free of your conditionings that limit you and to empower yourself. Cancer. This is your month. Jupiter moves to your 11th house and Saturn moves to your 3rd house, and both these movements are extremely favorable. Excellent time for romance. There will be great relief from financial troubles. Keep creating what you have been focusing on in the last year, because this is the time you will see the results. Leo. Saturn becomes retrograde and moves to your 2nd house. It's an indication that you need to start focusing on family and finance. So an honest, sincere approach in your relationships with your family members will definitely help you to find peace within you and to create peace at home. Financial planning is essential at this moment in your life. It will definitely help to avoid bottlenecks in the future. Virgo. Saturn is moving to your 1st house. This is an important time for you in your life, because this will be a time when you will learn a lot of lessons in many aspects of your life. These lessons will help you to heal yourself. Jupiter moves to your 9th house, so it'll bring great relief to the effects of Saturn's movement. Take a deep breath, just relax into the flow of life. Put the focus on yourself, spend some time with yourself, and meditate. Libra. Jupiter is moving to your 8th house and Saturn is moving to your 12th house. You're just beginning the 7.5-year Saturn cycle, which is a period of great lessons and healing. The decisions you make right now on many aspects of your life will have a huge impact on your own healing. Make decisions not based on temporary gains, but look at the big picture of your life and base your decisions on that. Scorpio. Jupiter moves to your 7th house, so if you're single, this is a great time to find your soulmate. If you have a special someone in your life, your relationship with them will greatly improve. Saturn moves to your 11th house, so this is a great time to reap the benefits of all your hard work, professionally and financially. Sagittarius. Jupiter moves to your 6th house, so pay attention to your health. It's a great time to make changes to your lifestyle and start eating healthy. Saturn moves to your 10th house. This is a sign for you to remain honest and sincere in whatever work that you do and be focused on your goals at work. Capricornus. Jupiter moves to your 5th house and this will be the most welcoming time for you in many aspects of your life. Saturn moves to your 9th house and this will help you to take a closer look at your own belief systems, question them, and to break out of those that aren't working for your good. It'll also help you to build faith in yourself and to start living from your own authentic self. Aquarius, this is your month. Saturn moves to your 8th house and Jupiter to your 4th house. This may create situations in your life that will make you examine and question your deepest desires and understand them. It will also make you question your need for control over things external to you and help you to let go of that control and empower yourself to the fullest. Pisces. Jupiter moves to your 3rd house after a year of auspicious 2nd house transit. This may make you rethink some of the decisions you had made in the last year with regards to your relationships and finance. Saturn moves to the 7th house. This will help you understand and redefine your one-to-one relationships. For people who are single, this is a great time to examine your true needs, do some soul searching that'll help you to find partners for meaningful relationships. And that brings me to the end of the forecast. But before I leave, I would like to say it's such a great time to be alive on this planet. There are so many changes happening outside of us in the world, and more importantly, there are changes that are happening deep within each one of us, and that's the most important change we need to focus on. So trust that everything that's happening in your life is unfolding the way it's supposed to be, and keep your focus on creating. Have a great time, everyone. Namaste.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that was Dr. Maya Love. How good? Don't y'all love your Vedic forecast from May 2012? Well, I love it. I just love the fact that many changes are happening deep within. Don't y'all love that? Well, what I also love is that, well, she's going to be here, Dr. Maya Love, every first Sunday of the month on Max and Friends, going into the fifth year of broadcasting on LA Talk Radio. Well, y'all, have you been victims of bullying? Are you a bully yourself? And if you are, I want you to tweet me at Max Tucci. I want to know about your bullying experiences. I want to know if you're a bully and have the balls enough to talk about being a bully. Or do you just like to bully? And if you've been a victim of bullying, let us know at Max Tucci on Twitter. Also, have you ever been cyberbullied? I have. It was awful. I couldn't figure out who it was for a long time. But you know what? Like all things, this too shall pass. And what I really love is a quote saying, if you're going through hell, don't stop. And I got to tell you, when I went through my cyberbullying phase, I was going through hell. I was depressed. I was down and out in Beverly Hills. Y'all remember that movie? But it was true. I was so bad that I literally almost for about a year and a half didn't go out. And I know that y'all are saying that's not true, but rewind my life. Press play back to the year and you will see the truth it was. It was horrible. So we're not going to talk about horrible because there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. I promise you people there is. There really is. It gets better. Don't get stressed out by bullies. And if you're a bully, talk about it because there's something inside of you that I think you're scared. Bullies are usually scared people or they have a lot of issues internally that they need to discuss. So if you're a victim of a bully, let people know. Let us know. At Max Tucci, we want to talk about it. And we're talking about it tonight here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. And I'm going to just shut up for a minute because I'm going to let my co-host, Chelsea Cross, welcome back to Max and Friends. Chelsea Cross.
Hi, Max Tucci. How are you, love?
Well, I'm glad that you're here because it's been a while since you've been on. You've been
so busy. It has.
Oh, my goodness.
Time flies when you're having fun. Also, That's when you're super busy.
You're always busy. But before we get into the show, how cool was Dr. Maya Love in the Vedic forecast?
Oh, she was fantastic. And you know what? It's so great because you and I are such powerhouses and we're both Aquarius, so we always feed off the Aquarian power. But yeah, to hear it from a specialist like herself, it's just so good to hear what your future forecast has in store for you.
Love it. And I love her. And I thank Dr. Maya Love for being part of Max and Friends. We're going into the fifth year, Chelsea, so you know we got to step things up.
5 years. That means that we've both been radio talk show hosts for 5 years. Like when we say time is going fast, it's serious.
You know, it is serious. It's like a Porsche Turbo. It's just gone into full gear. But Chelsea, have you ever been a victim of bullying or have you, I don't know, you don't seem like the bullying type, but have you ever been a bully or have you ever been bullied?
I would like to say that I was always one of the nice girls. I think that if you go back to my middle school years, I don't think anybody would ever have called me a bully. But I think what's just as bad as being an actual bully is being known by association.
Right.
And being known by association means like being part of the mean girl crowd. And that's just as bad as being the bully because the mean girl, the queen bee, if you're her friend, you're automatically a bully. So that's not something that you want to be a part of. And that was something that I fell victim to in middle school because it's hard to stand up for yourself when you're that young and you're that vulnerable.
You know, it's simple. It says, show me your friends and I'll show you who you are.
Exactly. So that could work against you the same way it could work for you, especially when you're so young and you're just trying to fit in.
Now, were you ever bullied or no?
I was completely bullied. I was bullied from 5th to 10th grade. And then by 11th grade, my junior year of high school, I could not take it anymore. And I completely removed myself from the mean girl crowd. And I really found a new group of friends in my junior year of high school, which is very hard to do. But when you're very strong and you stick to your own guns and you also find a passion and a niche of your own, it's easier to deviate from the crowd and form your own path. And that's what I decided to do. And that's why it was so important for me to talk about bullying through my radio platform and also my book 19, where bullying is a chapter. And we're talking about cyberbullying, and I couldn't be more happy because cyberbullies are the worst type of bullies. I call them cyber cowards because seriously, if you're going to be a cyberbully, that means you can't even be mean to someone to their face. So how big of a loser and a coward are you that you can't even be mean to someone face to face? You have to do it via internet.
Well, you know, this is my thing. I think also, and it's interesting how you just phrased them, because I think when we call people who bully us cowards and losers, what we're doing is it's a reverse bullying. Yeah. So we have to tread very lightly on wordage because we can't be what we don't want to happen to us. And it's just a very simple measure in life. You know, I've got to tell you, Chelsea, growing up through school, I was bullied once in school. Just once. I ended it quickly. I'm not a fighter. But, you know, I had to stand my ground. So
it's amazing that you know that you were only bullied once. I wish we could all say that.
And, you know, what's interesting is that as we're talking about it now, I can – and I'm going back because, you know, I'm 33 years old. But when I go back –
say what?
I know, right? But I go back and I'm going back to high school years and I could tell you exactly the names of the people. But
yeah, because those people will never not be ingrained in your mind. Those people make more of an impression on you than the people who should make an impression on you. And
but
that's why people
– they are friends in my mind. I am so over it. But it's interesting because there's a great concept and there's a great thing that we can do if we've been bullied or – if we're bullies, you know, here's the thing. Let's stick with if we're bullied first. If we're bullied, everyone, I really suggest you write down a list of the people who are bullying you, because it's good to, when you see the name of the person, it's kind of like, you know, write things down. I think writing things is very lethargic and very good for you. Write down the names of your bullies and then just literally take it, light on fire and let it go. You know, let it go into the ether and you'll see the energy will disperse. I'm a big believer in that.
You have to play song Let It Burn at the same time.
Yeah, do what you got to do. But the thing is, don't become a bully because you're bullied. That's like the worst thing that happens, is that people feel, all right, I'm being bullied, so now you're going to bully me. I'm going to beat you up. And then it turns into a whole big thing. So I know it's tough, people. Take a breath. There are so many ways and so many places out there now that you can turn to where there's help. And at Max Tucci on Twitter is one of them. Let us know what's going on in your life, and we'll talk about it. I had my niece Lily on, Chelsea, and we were talking about bullying before, you know, and she was, I think, 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah, look
at that. She came online and she did her public service announcement, and she tore it up, and she even outed her bullies. So it was, you know, it's good to get things out of your system. So
you know what's unfortunate, but also a little bit more, a little bit easier for people to get through today, especially us young millennials, Max. One out of two kids today claim that they have been bullied or cyberbullied, which means that you are so not alone. Unfortunately, it is a very common problem that we are all cyberbullied, which if we think about it, really makes sense. We have so many forms of social networking, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or MySpace or AIM or AOL or Gmail or Instagram, whatever the social networking of your choice may be, there is always an outlet for other kids to somehow bully another.
But so you know what? Chelsea,
it's very easy for yourself to get bullied. So it's easy. So it should be easy for us to learn how to also stand up for ourselves.
Absolutely. But the thing is, you know, it's not only children. Adults are being cyberbullied. Well, and we have a lawyer, Matt, coming on in just a little bit. He was a victim of cyberbullying. I was a victim of cyberbullying. Have you been a victim of cyberbullying?
Have I been a victim?
Yeah.
Oh, way too many times.
My cyberbullying was so bad because I didn't know what to do, and I'm going to call him Lawyer Matt because it's just funny. But Lawyer Matt's going to come on the show, And he's going to tell us what we can do if we've been cyberbullied, because there are ways to stop it. Chelsea, this is going back. I was going back to like almost probably 2004 or 5 when I was being cyberbullied. I had no idea what to do. The internet was like, you know, a scary place. It still is, but now there's finally some things that have changed. But it was really haunting for me to go online and read all this like crap about me that wasn't true, and then have to deal with it, and then being a public figure, having to go out into public and defend myself. That was like the hardest part.
And Max, not to age you because I love you to death, but 3 or 4 years ago, you were in your late 20s, early 30s. Imagine the people who are in elementary school and middle school who are getting bullied, yeah. And they really don't know how to deal with it. So that's where, if you start getting bullied at a younger age today, that's where your character starts to form. So these elementary and middle school students who are getting bullied and their self-esteem is getting lowered, that's where they need to start being able to realize, okay, this is reality. And this is what the bullies are doing. Like, I'm not going to succumb to what the bullies are doing via cyberbullying. So that's why it's so important for us to keep spreading awareness on how to prohibit cyberbullying, how to stand up to cyberbullying, and stand up to cyberbullying, because it's just not okay, and it's becoming too common amongst millennials today.
Absolutely, amongst everybody, amongst humanity. You know, I've seen adults even bully each other.
Totally.
And parents, and so on and so forth.
And you know what drives me insane? And you did bring this up earlier, because we are, personalities within the media. But where do adults and also the younger generation learn a lot of things from? We learn it from watching the news, from E! News, from MTV, from VH1, from Nickelodeon, from Disney Channel, whatever type of network you want to learn from. Every type of network shows some sort of bullying.
Yeah.
So it's a way bigger problem than you and I can ever handle alone. But it starts with us here talking about it. And if we reach out to one person, if Brett reaches out, who is our future, who's going to be our guest on the show, reaches out to one person, it only starts, you know, making small strides. It can only, you know, end up being a more positive result.
Absolutely. Well, you know, every person makes a difference. Opening up about your story and being bullied makes the biggest difference, because people are not alone. You're not alone, people. So, you know, Chelsea, you brought up a very interesting concept and a very interesting name, because Brett is our featured guest tonight. Y'all know him from American Idol. So I'm going to turn over the mic to Chelsea Cross so she can introduce our next guest on Max and Friends.
Everyone, I'm so excited for our future guest right now. His name is Brett Lowenstern. He is the epitome of someone who's young and fierce and so motivated for his passion. He loves to sing. He was a student. He's an alumni of Spanish River, along with myself. And he was singing from the time he knew that he was even capable of singing.
From the womb.
Max and I met him at the SOS Children's Village gala. What was that? 2 weekends ago? Now?
Hope and Home gala, yeah.
He was kind enough to grace us with his presence there. And he is with us tonight on Max and Friends. And he was one of the top 24 of season 10's American Idol. And we're going to hear one of his fantastic new songs on the show tonight. Isn't that right, Max?
Absolutely. But we got to hear from him. So, Brett, welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk
Bye.
Radio.
Thank you so much for standing by.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, sorry. I'm great. Thank you. How are you? Sorry, I got confused for a second. I'm really awesome. How are you all doing?
We're good.
Great.
To have you on Max and Friends tonight, Brett. You're awesome, and we were such a fan of you on American Idol, and you're such a positive role model for all the other aspiring singers and also people who have been bullied. So everybody wants to know, what's it like to possibly be an American Idol contestant? So tell us a little bit about your experience.
Well, first of all, before I start, I just wanted to say I'm sorry you had to go through that, both of you. You know, the bullying, it's a hard thing. So I was listening, and I just wanted to say I'm sorry, and it just makes us stronger. But anyways, so being on American Idol was like a dream for me. It was so surreal, you know? And it was like every level I was happy where I was, but I just wanted a little bit more, you know, just one more level, one more round. And I kept getting there until 24.
Who was your favorite judge on the show?
I didn't really have a favorite, but I really think I related most to Steven Tyler, not just because of his hair, but because of who he was. You know what I mean?
Now, listen, Brett, why is it that you even wanted to be on American Idol?
Well, honestly, singing has been my passion since, I was a little kid. And I started off singing while watching American Idol. And I just loved the show, and I realized what a great way to share my voice with the world. You know what I mean?
So,
like a skyrocket.
You auditioned in New Orleans, and that's where you got submitted to go to Hollywood. Did you try out in Florida at all before you made it to New Orleans, or did you try out twice?
Well, I didn't, like, specifically try out in Florida. It was all in New Orleans, but I did do something in Florida called the Disney Idol Experience, where if you win, you get a golden ticket to cut the lines.
Ah.
So I did something similar. So it was kind of like a tryout because it was practice for, like, the real thing. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Now, I can only imagine the cutthroat competition amongst the other competitors on American Idol. So did you experience somewhat of bullying while being a contestant on the show?
Not really. You know, everyone got along. You know, we all got along. We all prayed together, you know, all that junk. So it was good. all the good stuff. The only competition is yourself. You know what I mean? I mean, there's some people out there who are going to try and bring you down to better themselves. And
absolutely.
I'll do it in the weirdest ways, but you won't notice until after. And you look back and you say, wow, some people are just really competitive.
You know, Brett, speaking about competition, how is life after American Idol? When the cameras stop following you, when the lights are down, when there's no more J-Lo, no more Steven Tyler, no more Yo, how is it? Like, it's done.
Well, at first it was really hard. You know, I made this analogy on the news. You know, it was like I was brought out of the atmosphere into space and dropped back in right after. It was a big roller coaster, you know. But I didn't let that stop me for a year. It's been a year and a couple of months since I've been performing and doing a bunch of things since I've been off the show. A lot of anti-bullying work, a lot of different things. And, you know, I've been trying my best to keep the fire going. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, I think you'll always have it going. Once the ignition is lit in you and you know exactly what you want in your life, where you are at this exact moment is where you're supposed to be. So
definitely.
I encourage you to keep going. But you know what? Let's talk about bullying, because that's why we're here tonight, because all three of us have been victims of it. And I'm sure thousands of listeners listening tonight are victims as we speak. And if you're the bully and you're listening tonight, we love you, bullies. Not that we love you like we want to make out with you, but we have compassion for you. So listen, Brett, let's talk about, because your bullying was actually very severe and aggressive. You were actually hospitalized. So let's go back to the day when you realized and you remembered you were first being bullied.
The day I realized I remember I was first being bullied?
Yeah.
Well, it started off in third grade when I was the new kid in school, and I couldn't stop smiling because I was so happy to be in a new school and all the kids were laughing at me. And then in lunch, they threw crackers in my drink, and it kind of started off there, but it dragged out from middle school to even high school. You know what I mean? Bullying takes many forms, even in many different worlds, you know? And
No, it's really tough. So third grade, you have a vivid recollection of third grade being bullied, yeah?
Just the first day of school, you know? I have a recollection, like, throughout, you know, I was kind of that kid that no one wanted to dance with at parties, and, you know, the kid that I would ask out, like, 12 girls and get rejected by each one, and it was a joke to them, but it wasn't to me, and, you know, that kind of stuff. It was difficult, and it wasn't even that. It was more like, you know, people thought I was ugly, so they used me as a joke and pretended to like me, and then ended up really thinking I was ugly and making me feel really bad about myself. And people don't understand that all this stuff built up affects your subconscious. And I think that if your subconscious is affected, you're gonna take on different kinds of behaviors that are detrimental to your health. You know, like in eighth grade, being the oddball out, I picked up smoking and been smoking cigarettes for 2 years. And actually, I quit a year ago. But
congratulations.
You know, thank you so much. The hardest thing to do. But on top of that, you know, I didn't eat. I skipped meals, and I lost a lot of weight. My heart rate was in the 40s. I was like 106 pounds, and that was the lowest point of my life.
Now,
I had to change.
Did did you ever think of suicide at that time?
Believe it or not, I'm a wuss. I'm too scared of suicide.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people aren't. And it's interesting, Chalice. I don't know if you saw this. Just recently, I was watching CSI Miami with our girl Eva LaRue and Emily Proctor. But there was a whole big bullying episode that they had on CSI Miami. And what happened was, I mean, it got to the extreme where the parents ended up killing the bully in the episode. It was insane. The twist was so far-fetched that it was the parents at the end.
One.
Did you see it? The blonde girl, she was like the nasty, mean girl in Jawbreaker. And girl got attacked by the parents and they killed her at the end. I was like, oh my God.
I feel like the topic of bullying or cyberbullying is really not that rare anymore in all of these reality shows, television shows. Everyone's kind of bringing up the topic of bullying because it's becoming such a more popular topic within the media. And, you know, Brett, I kind of had the question in mind as you were speaking. When someone starts to pursue their passion and they start to stand out being significant, more significant than others because they're talented, that's when a lot of other kids start to target them as the victim to being bullied because they're really jealous of you. Not that, you know, they're really envious, not that they're really thinking that you're bad at singing, they're jealous of your talent. So once you started kind of getting the nerve to start singing in front of people, did you see that the bullying really increased?
You know what? Not really, because let me backtrack. Kind of, you know, there were still some people that really tried to bring me down. And I don't think it was out of jealousy, because I made a lot of friends in high school, but there were still some of those, you know, I did a lot of performing in high school, you know, like I started in eighth grade doing rock bands and different kinds of things. And then really started pursuing it in high school. And generally my school was really supportive. It was certain people that were either, I guess, jealous of something, you know, probably because I was fearless and able to be myself. And that's more, you know, and sometimes when someone's able to feel comfortable in their own skin, that alone causes jealousy. And I think that's why a lot of people bully each other, because they're jealous of our own capabilities to be comfortable with who we are.
Absolutely. I 100% agree.
You know what I agree with real quick? Hey, Ronan, what's everyone listening to right now? LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Succi. I've got my co-host, Chalice Cross, here, and we've got American Idol Brett Lowenstern here, and we're talking about bullying. That's right, everyone. I'm getting your tweets at Max Succi. I appreciate them. If I can't answer you all right now, it's not that I don't love you. I'm just on air, people. I know we're supposed to be interactive, but this is a good show, and I'm concentrating. So I'll hit you up after the show. So don't, because people, you know, all of a sudden y'all got the power of Twitter and you think you can contact us. Speaking of, how can we contact you, Brett?
You can find me on Twitter. My Twitter is B Lowenstern. You can find me on Reverb Nation. Look up Brett Lowenstern. You can find me on Facebook. Look up Brett Lowenstern, my fan page. And then I just
You're all over the place.
Tumblr too. I'm all over
all
the
right.
place.
Chalice, how can we find you?
You can find me at Twitter, Chalice Cross, or www.chalicecross.com. I would love to hear from everybody.
But now here's the thing, people. What I'm saying is, just because you got the power of Twitter behind you and you can contact us that way, I got news for you. If you even want to play games on the air, it is on like Donkey Kong, because we've got attorneys that can get you, that know how to find you, cyber people, cyber bullies. And I say with a laugh, but I'm not playing. It's the truth. Because I know everyone from literally from celebrities to ashrams to anybody that have been cyberbullied. It's really – cyberbullying is pretty scary. So we're going to have Lawyer Matt here to give us some tips on what to do if we're being cyberbullied. He's been cyberbullied. But before that, y'all, I want you to look at me. Look at me on Twitter, at Max Succi. Look at me on cookingwtl.com. And look at me coming up Memorial Day weekend at the Fort Lauderdale Home Design and Remodeling Show, because I'll be doing a cooking expo there. Speaking of looking at me, Look at Me by Brett Lowenstern on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Brett, Chalice, and Lawyer Matt. Stay tuned, everyone.
We'll be right back.
about bullying, you know, a lot of down songs. And then I thought, why not write an upper? You know, and the guy came up with a lyric, I want to be a big shot. And then we started, spinning out clever rhymes and lines, and it just kind of went from there.
I love it. I think it's very catchy.
I'm going to have to ask you, Brett, to make me a little intro to Max and Friends. How you doing? Hey, Ronan, what's everyone listening to? LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends, and that was Monroe King. You all know Monroe King at King World Production. Her daddy, made Oprah. How you doing? And, of course, Rolanda Watts, who's been a friend here on Max and Friends. How you doing, Monroe King? I'm getting your text messages. I wish I could be with you right now out in Jersey Shore. I wish I were there. I really do. But I got to be here working. And I got to say hi to Rima because she's hitting us up right now on Twitter telling us about her experience with bullies. So keep them coming in, people. We're here for you. We love you. So, Brett, I got to ask you, what do you want? What's next for you in a perfect, ideal Brett world? What's next for you and what's happening?
Well, I'm going on tour over the summer to perform for the Armed Forces. And then after that, in September, I go to Berklee College of Music and I'm going to major in vocal performance. So I'm really excited. My analogy is it's like mining a piece of coal and turning it into a diamond. So I'm going to do
my talent. Now, all you are listening tonight, to get into Berklee, you got to be super talented and super smart. So keep that in mind. When you're going to bully people and they're going to Berklee and you're not, just think about that for a minute. But anyway, we've got to introduce our next guest, Lawyer Matt. Welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Max, it's about time you had me on here. I've known you for about 15 years, and finally I get a chance to be on air. Thank you.
You tell him, Matt.
I'm not going to be bullied on my show. Where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. This is a divine order, so I welcome you on tonight. But you know what, Lawyer Matt? You've had some cyberbullying yourself. So tell us about your story, and then give us some tips that we can use to prevent cyberbullying.
You know, my story is really interesting. As a 40-something-year-old lawyer, I came to cyberbullying through actually an old girlfriend that I had been married for some time, and she decided one night she was going to write some things on the internet about me, and the post got traction, or gained traction, I should say, and next thing you know, when you Googled my name, it was one of the first things that came up. So it started there. There are probably over now 100 comments on that site. Most of which have nothing to do with me, but really just talk about harassment and cyberbullying and things like that. So it became a passion of mine and a substantial part of my law practice, cyberbullying and harassment, and trying to help people to deal with these issues every day. So, you know, it really is something I feel passionate about. I'm excited to be on your show to talk about it. But I can tell you that a lot of people in this country and around the world as well are sitting home depressed and suicidal over being bullied. And it's one of the things that I found is consistent among all the people that contact me. There are a lot of people out there that are contemplating suicide, that are sad, that are depressed in their homes, in fighting a battle. And I want them to know that they're not alone. And that's why I'm out here trying to spread this message.
You know, Matt, as a lawyer, I would feel like it would be so empowering to have that title as a lawyer to come back at someone whenever, you know, you're being bullied or whatever. But for the people who are so inferior feeling to the bullies, how do you use your words in the right way to come back to a bully without sounding like a bully yourself?
Well, you know, and that's a great question, but so often you don't realize. I mean, and I consider myself somewhat accomplished. I've done some good things and worked in some great places. But at the same time, when the bullying happened to me, I felt just like that kid that was on the playground that got picked on because he didn't comb his hair or his lips were too big or something like that. So there aren't really words quite often that you can really say to the bully to come back to. I mean, quite often in my son, when he goes to some of his self-defense classes and things like that, a simple no is probably the strongest word that you can use, especially for kids, to come back to a bully. And just by saying that no, a forceful no, and that you're not going to be bullied, is one of the most effective things to do. And whether it's physical, emotional bullying, that's probably one of the more effective tools to use. And the ability of your friends and colleagues to really support you, especially on the school grounds. We found that the majority of kids that have friends around them that are there for them when the bullying happens, it's the number one thing, or one of the most productive things to stop bullying on playgrounds. So
A support system. If you have a support system, you're golden. But when you really feel like you're alone, that's when, you know, everything's just, you become so isolated, and that's when it's just not good.
Absolutely.
That's right. And as well as Max knows, I mean, he's gone through this as well as I have. The thing, when we were kids, and, you know, I don't consider myself that old, but when we were kids, the thing about it was you got bullied on the playground, you went home, you told your mom, you told your dad, and you woke up the next day and you went back to school and you tried to deal with it. But these days, when you get home, it follows you home because it's on the internet. So when you go to the mall, it's there. You always know it's there, and it's always prevalent in your life because it just doesn't stop playground.
The worst part about cyberbullying, especially forgetting as children, but as adults, it really defames your character. And what people believe on the internet is that's the Bible. So if they read something about you, they automatically believe it. So how do we defend our reputation when we've been cyberbullied?
You know, there's a lot of different ways to do it. I mean, unfortunately, I'm going to have to give you the lawyer answer. It depends, and it really depends on the specific situation. There are a lot of guys out there, specifically the guys I work with at PinTech Consulting, that are search engine optimization people that help really redirect traffic to positive things about you. There are also mechanisms to have things taken down off the internet as well when you're being harassed on the internet. The true problem with the laws and the way they work these days is the fact that when you look at the anti-bullying laws and you look at the criminal laws, the harassment statutes, they really don't fit together well. So what you're left with is an anti-bullying law that the schools are left to enforce that people really want to, you know, hopefully use to their benefit. But then at the same time, when you go to the police or go to some authorities to prosecute people or get them in trouble, they really don't go hand in hand with one another. So states are struggling these days to actually find a fit for these anti-bullying laws. There's some that are more progressive and better than others, but they're still really struggling with it.
Matt, I have to ask you this question because, you know, you're a lawyer, you're on this big platform with Max and Friends. I feel like one of the most common and known cyberbullying cases out there is the Tyler Clemente case, where he was severely cyberbullied by his fellow college dorm mates and was publicly displayed that he was gay and with other, you know, male roommates and et cetera, et cetera. And unfortunately, he committed suicide, and that actually went to court. And so cyberbullying is becoming an actual, there's severe consequences to bullying. And it's not just the fact that you could be putting somebody's life at risk, but you could actually be serving jail time. So as the lawyer, where do you stand on the case, and how do you think that that's going to affect the millennials and their perspective of cyberbullying in the future?
You would hope that looking at that case, people would see that there's consequences for their action. You know, that bullies would look at that and see that if you invade someone's privacy, if you display or do some things that are that negative, that there are consequences. And you would hope that people would take heed to that lesson and realize that you can go to jail for doing something like that.
Exactly. And I feel like people need to know these severe consequences so they know cyberbullying is no joke. No joke.
But unfortunately, it happens more often than not. I even have a case now where there were two gay individuals that got into a fight, and it was all over something on Facebook that one posted about another one. One tried to beat the other one up and pulled them out of the car, and it was really a bad, bad situation. But my client defended himself. I mean, and he's going to go home sometime in the next week or so after killing his best friend, but he defended himself, and it was all over the internet and Facebook.
Wow.
Definition. So yeah, it's a serious issue.
It really is a serious issue. Hey, Brett, do you have any questions for Lawyer Matt while he's on with us?
My biggest question is, you know, being a lawyer and being involved with the law aspect of bullying, I know that the government has been passing laws and making regulations in regards to bullying. What's the legal aspect of bullying? You know what I mean? The legal aspect is, like, you know, like, remember this girl, Phoebe Prince, killed herself, right?
Sure.
What's the most punishment that the people who bullied her, they didn't physically kill her, but it's kind of like they emotionally they wrecked her. You know what I mean? What's the punishment for that?
You know, and it depends. Another lawyer answer, but from state to state, it's really different, and that's the real problem. I mean, really, what you're talking about is harassment. You're talking about someone harassing someone else, but it's to an extreme. So the laws really aren't written to contemplate or don't contemplate someone bullying or cyber harassing someone to an extreme where someone commits suicide. So there's kind of a void of laws out there as far as where it fits. But, you know, there are some things that some prosecutors are being very creative with charging people, whether it's a hate crime, whether it's a negligent homicide or something along those lines. But there really is a void out there that laws need to be created and legislatures need to write to actually to fill that void. So,
well, speaking of filling the void, we've got to fill up some void right now because we got to wrap this show up. I can't believe how fast it flies by. But listen, Lawyer Matt, what are top three tips that people who are being cyberbullying and bullying can do right now to help prevent this from happening to them?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing that you have to do is if you're being bullied, let someone know. I mean, the thing that you have to do is go to your parents, first of all, and let them know what's going on, especially for younger people. Let people know what's going on in your situation, whether it's your parents, whether it's your school, whether it's educators, whoever it is that's there for you, let someone know. Secondly, know that there are people out there that have been in your situation that can help you. So I want to really talk to that person that's sitting home, that's afraid to go to school, that doesn't want to come out of his house or is just afraid. You know, there's people out there that can help you. Find someone that can help you. Go online. There's resources. SaveCyberspace.com is my website where we're really getting resources out to people that need them to
What's your website again?
Deal with their depression.
What's your website again?
Said, just to really deal with their depression and deal with the bullying. So know that there are people out there. And thirdly, I think the most important thing for you to do is, once again, tell someone. Tell someone what's going on. So it's just
Matt,
number
what's the website
all over
where people can find you?
Yeah, it's SaveCyberspace.com, and that's our website where we're really trying to affect cyberspace and have some anti-bullying legislation passed that really makes sense and have it connect to the law. And you can always reach me at MattColute.com. It's actually Colute.com, Coulote.com.
And you have Twitter, too.
There are so many people who are being bullied out there, and there are so many resources, like Matt said. And for all those students out there who really do feel like they're alone, every school system does have somewhat of a program that helps anti-bullying. Just go to your guidance counselor or
Absolutely.
Your teacher or the academic advisor. Someone is there to help you. 160,000 students stay home from school per year because of bullying. And every student who stays home is just allowing bullying to happen more because
Absolutely.
They're succumbing to the bully. So we need to start standing up for ourselves and not allowing this to happen anymore. And hearing advice from Matt is only going to empower us to make, you know, the right decisions to move
of
forward.
Of course,
to stand
and also to hear
bullying.
Brett's story and all of our stories.
Absolutely.
But before everybody, I've got to let you all know this because we got to give you some things. If you're staying home from school and you're being bullied, go to stopbullying.gov. And if you need to talk to someone, call 1-800-273-8255. That's the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, 800-273-8255. Twitter us at Max Tucci. We love you all. If you're being bullied, you know what? This too shall pass. If you're going through hell, don't stop. On that note, Lawyer Matt, thank you for being here tonight. We're going to have you back because we're going to have a whole segment dedicated to you and ways to do this, but we wanted to give people a little flavor of what you're about. So
I hope so. I hope it's not another 15 years, though, Max. Come on.
Well, If I can be graced with 15 more years of radio, so be it. But it will be sooner than you think.
Brett, all right. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. Brett, I thank you for being here tonight, my man. It's great to have you on. Thank you for your story. Thank you for Look at Me Now. And we're going to see you all real soon. And we're going to have you back on Max and Friends. How does that sound?
Thank you so much. It sounds awesome. I had such a good time. Thank you for letting me share my story.
Absolutely. Your story is changing lives. So I thank you for that. Hey, real quick, what do you want your legacy to be?
I want to leave behind a legacy of people knowing that I wasn't scared to be who I am, and I want to share with other people that they need to be who they are and embrace each other.
Amen. And Chelsea Cross, I love you for being here, my co-host.
Thank you, my love. Thank you, Brett, for joining
us
tonight. It was so fast. It's amazing how fast a show flies.
Well, you know what they say, when you're having a good time, it flies by. Not that bullying is a good time, but we're giving you answers on bullying. So it's a good time because we're giving you life lessons that you need. Life Class with Max on Max and Friends. Everyone stay tuned. CBS News is coming up next. I love that song, Look at Me. It's just a good song. Look at me now, people. Y'all thought that I wasn't going to be anything, and here I am going into my fifth year radio. Y'all knew I was going to be something, so who's that lie to? Love you all for listening. Take life to the max. Stay tuned for CBS News. Next week, we've got Mother's Day show. Rita Cosby, she's going to be here, and her book, Woo! Quiet Hero. And my mama's going to be on because we're going to wish her a happy Mother's Day. Have a wonderful week, everyone. I love you much. Chelsea, good night.
Good night. Love you all.
Love you all. Take life to the max. Thank you, Ronan. Good night, everyone.